Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So these days, bills before Congress often carry catchy names more compelling than the Omnibus Spending Act of 2011 or the Farm Subsidies Supplemental Adjustment Amendment Bill of 2009. How clear does this sound, folks? The Stop Online Piracy Act, SOPA, introduced in October. SOPA is designed to make it easier for online businesses to take down so-called copyright-infringing websites. Another version of the bill called the Protect IP, IP meaning Intellectual Property Act, has already passed in the Senate. The House bill is the subject of hearings this week, and we wanted to assess from a couple of voices if indeed intellectual property, IP, is being protected under this bill, or if online piracy would indeed be stopped under this bill. Joining us is U.S. Copyright Office Director Maria Palante, joining us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, John.
First of all, what do you think the vulnerability is in the online world for copyrights and the likelihood of their infringement?
Yeah, it's pretty dramatic. Every time the internet creates a new platform or new means of distribution, in terms of a business model for an intellectual property owner, it also creates an opportunity for an infringer.
And is that anything more sophisticated than just grabbing an image, pasting it into another website, and not acknowledging the source?
They're so sophisticated it would make your head spin. So they are blatant, and they're sophisticated, and you can look at them through some of our domestic operations. So, for example, if you were to type in watchnewfilms.com, you will go to a banner that says, this domain name has been seized by Homeland Security. That's an example of an intellectual property seizure of domains that were blatantly streaming sporting events, say the Super Bowl, selling films that are actually still in theaters, and selling books. And the thing that really gets copyright owners upset is that they use good faith brands. So they use MasterCard, they use Visa to process their sales. They use Google to get you to get to their site in the first place.
We're talking with Maria Palante, who's the director of the United States Copyright Office. Well, if it is so blatant and as clear as you say, how come there's this disagreement between Microsoft, which supports SOPA, and Eric Schmidt of Google, who says the bill is censorship?
Right, and there are degrees of support. So even Google, who testified this week, would say that piracy is a problem. We don't disagree about that. There are blatant sites out there that are often criminal rings, selling and undermining our economy, et cetera. But it's a question of approach. So what Google has said in their testimony is, we agree with some of the approach, but not all of it. The part that they agree with is that follow the money is a good idea. That means cut off the payment processors. Don't let criminals use good faith credit card companies to mislead consumers. Cut off advertising. That will starve the websites.
But who gets to decide on this copyright infringement thing? Isn't one of the controversies in this bill that if a company has the access and the autonomy to pull the levers and shut somebody down merely on the suspicion of copyright infringement, suddenly it's not the government that's enforcing copyrights, it's businesses doing it themselves?
Yeah, that's one of the controversies, or one of the points of contention. So there are two different tools in the bill, and both of the bills, I should say, the Senate bill as well as the House. One gives the Attorney General new tools. The other gives copyright owners new tools. They're not the same tools. The Attorney General's tools are much broader and much more flexible. So the Attorney General would have the power to issue orders against an Internet service provider, a search engine, a credit card company, or an advertising network.
Companies could also pull some levers and launch some web-starving initiatives as well.
Yes,
Maria Palante, we want to point out that as Register and Director of the United States Copyright Office, you take no particular position on this bill, even though you testified, right?
That's right. So my job is to provide technical expertise on the Copyright Act and to do that for all members of Congress that solicit my advice. When I testified, I testified to the obvious nature of piracy and the fact that it is the job of Congress to protect the exclusive rights of copyright owners. There are trademark components to this bill as well,
right?
Of course, counterfeit drugs and products. And that that Congress really has done that since 1790, since first Copyright Act.
This is certainly a role of Congress. The question is, does this bill accomplish the job? And we've heard sort of the sense of the details that are being debated in Congress right now. Maria Pallante, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.
She's the Register of Copyrights and Director of the United States Copyright Office, helping us to understand the Stop Online Piracy Act, which is a controversial bill in the House right now. Here to talk about the perspective of an actual business that might either be threatened or use this bill is David Karp, who's the founder and CEO of Tumblr, the short-form blogging platform. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to give you the final 2 minutes. Why would a company be upset about the Stop Online Piracy Act?
I mean, it's the engineers behind the internet who I think are the most upset here, just because the things that this bill is outlining are really dangerous to the internet as it's been built and the internet as it's really been defined today.
In what sense? What would companies be able to do that makes the internet less open?
So the first one is it really undermines a lot of the tools that have been very effective in the last decade at enforcing copyright on the internet. And it does that by adding new tools that will certainly be preferred by these content owners.
Content owners like Microsoft.
Microsoft, Viacom, yeah, the folks who are currently launching, using tools like the DMCA to...
What's the DMCA?
The Digital Millennium Copyright Act that's currently being used to make sure that platforms like ours are in haste taking down any copywritten materials. And if you look at any of the big networks today, they're doing a very effective job at that. YouTube and Google are doing that with tremendous levels of automation. Platforms like ours are doing that with teams of dedicated people who are... making sure that content gets pulled.
Do you think, David Karp, in theory, that if I did a parody of some network show or some Viacom entertainment product, that under this bill they'd be more likely to be able to take it down?
The issue is that now they're going to be able to take our entire site down along with all of the legitimate content there with the same level of haste that they're able to very effectively and very surgically right now pull their copywritten materials down. That's the major concern.
Well, join the conversation. Go to 877-8-MY-TAKE and give us your view or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. It's a bill that's not passed yet, but it is undergoing hearings in the House of Representatives, the Stop Online Piracy Act. Does it really do that? David Karp was our guest, founder and CEO of Tumblr, the short-form blogging platform. Thanks so much, David.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
The debate continues.